WTVE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government Shutdown Watch, I'm Richard Cantu. A step forward in averting a shutdown.
The yeas are 366, the nays 34, one member voting present. The bill is passed.
The House passing and sending to the Senate a bill to keep the government running past tonight.
The bill would keep agencies funded through March 14th. It provides full federal funding for the repair of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. It bolsters disaster relief and farm aid. But other provisions negotiated and agreed to by Republican and Democratic leaders were stripped out. For the moment, the GOP has set aside President-elect Trump's demand to get Congress to lift the debt ceiling. Republicans say they'll tackle that when they hold the majority in both houses early next year.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We are set up for a big and important new start in January. We can't wait to get to that point. We encourage swift passage in the Senate.
This is ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin 15-year-old who shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student Monday was only in her first semester at the school but seemed to be settling in, a school official said Thursday, as families of the victims remembered them as people of faith who had deep connections within the Christian school. Abundant Life Christian School student Ruby Patricia Vergara, 14 of Madison, and teacher Aaron West, 42 of DeForest, were killed Monday. Two other students who were shot remained hospitalized Thursday in critical condition. Barbara Wires, the school's director for elementary and communications, told the Associated Press that the attack lasted 8 minutes, shorter than the school's regular snack break. She said the community's faith and connection to one another has sustained them as they struggle with the possibility that the shooter's motive might remain undetermined. Police say Natalie Samantha Rupnow died at a Madison hospital from a self-inflicted gunshot. Police have said her motivation for the attack remains a key part of their investigation. This was Rupnow's first semester at ALCS, Wires said. The school was working with her family on attendance, but teachers had no significant concerns. Vergara's funeral is set for Saturday at City Church, which is adjacent to the school. And West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Madison, where she was a member, according to obituaries published Wednesday and Thursday. Speak Up, Speak Out, Trish Kiplin, director of the Office of School Safety in Wisconsin Department of Justice, participated in press briefings following Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christians.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 30s Sunday. A few flurries Monday, dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, highs throughout mid-30s. Currently, we're at 15.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show for a Christmas edition of Motown Monday. We'll stroll down memory lane with some of your favorite Christmas songs and get you ready for the holiday.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We have a few more minutes here with our guest, Matt Miller, before we let him go either cheer for or against Notre Dame. He sounds on the fence, but we will let him out of his non-existent contract here. But I do want to say, folks, get in on the fun. We have a lot of texts we have to get to. What is your favorite Christmas carol? That is tonight's question. We'll probably read them again on the Christmas Eve version of or episode of Nightlight. Matt, I want to tell you, I got a text from Joe in the 715. He says, great points about shared cinematic universes by Matt. Sick of them. However, this is a complete contradiction, but the new Superman movie looks really good. So I know you said you saw the trailer. What do you think?
It's true. I do think the new Superman movie looks pretty good. It's James Gunn who did really good work. Obviously, he turned a sentient tree and a sassy raccoon into movie stars with Guardians of the Galaxy. And I've liked a lot of his stuff. I believe he co-wrote the Dawn of the Dead remake. That's really good. I think it looks really good. The part that I don't like about the Superman trailer is when it becomes a parade of other superheroes. When midway through the trailer, it's like, Green Lantern will be there and Hawk Girl will be there. You're excited about Hawk Girl, right? And Mr. Terrific or whatever.
Not to be confused with Hawk to a Girl. A totally different kind of superhero.
Yeah, this one saves people, whereas Hawk to a Girl scams you of crypto. who would have guessed that the Hawk to a Girl might not be a responsible financial choice?
Yeah, I got to read up on that. I just saw some tidbits.
You really don't.
One of my pet peeves is when I started hating superhero movies when they all had to be friends and figure stuff out. Like, it's more gritty and street and whatever when it's Batman being a badass or Superman or just one superhero. Why do we have to combine them all?
I just think we forgot how the Marvel Cinematic Universe started. We forget that it started with a really good Iron Man movie, and then it went on and had a good Thor movie,
right?
And had a good Captain America movie, and had a good, you know, they set the groundwork and they were like, hey, you like Iron Man, you like Thor, you like Captain America, we bet you'll like them all in the same movie. And we did. And now they're trying to like wedge these heroes in other movies, and every movie feels like a spinoff of another movie, which feels like a spinoff of another movie. Nothing feels like the genuine article anymore. Yeah. And that's very frustrating. And it's the reason why people are tuning out of a lot of these comic book movies, that, you know, they're trying to do these expanded universes, and they're trying to do it with these kind of minor characters that they're not even really establishing well. So it's,
right.
it's Listen, I really hope Superman turns out to be good. Hollywood and movie theaters, and they're kind of like the Yankees and the Dodgers, where you don't root for them, but the sports are better when those cities are good, when like New York is involved and when LA is involved. That's how I feel about comic book movies, where it's like, I don't love them. I don't think they're the best things ever, but Hollywood's probably in a better place if those movies are good and make a little bit of money.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right now, I'd be fine if adult dramas did well too. That'd be great.
I would love that as well. So there's some good films, kind of a nice assortment opening this week, Matt, the weekend. And then on Christmas Day, you've got A Complete Unknown Christmas Day this weekend. The Fire Inside reviewing very well. Nosferatu, Mufasa, Sonic 3, all of them are getting pretty good reviews. You have any thoughts on what's opening?
Yeah, it's a weird Christmas because normally there's one big obvious blockbuster. There's an Avatar, there's Spider-Man, you know. Last year you had Aquaman, you know. There's normally one big movie and then kind of, you know, a nice assortment or elsewhere. And this year doesn't quite have that. I think Sonic the Hedgehog and Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, are all going to do well. But then on Christmas Day, you've kind of got a lot of movies for adults. You know, you've got the Bob Dylan biopic, which I think is going to perform really well. They're selling it well. I've heard good things about it. I've heard good things about Timothy Chalamet in the role. But then you've also got Nosferatu, which I don't know if that movie will perform well at the box office. I'm not sure if a dark vampire remake is exactly what people are looking for this time of year, but I've heard tremendous things about it. It's from the director of The Lighthouse and The Witch, which are really good movies, so I'm excited about that. And then you've got Baby Girl, which is this Nicole Kidman erotic thriller that's supposed to be really good as well. And then The Fire Inside, which is this based on a true story boxing movie about a young black female boxer who becomes an Olympian. And it's written by Barry Jenkins, who many of you may know as the Best Picture winner for Moonlight and who directed the incredibly good If Beale Street Could Talk. You know, I'm really excited about that one. You know, it's this interesting Christmas where because of the strikes that happened, you know, a lot of stuff got pushed around and this isn't maybe the showiest Christmas ever, but you're getting a lot of really interesting movies coming out and I hope people show up for them. I hope these movies do well and Hollywood is like, oh my gosh, dramas for adults, go figure, maybe well. Oh wow, erotic thrillers, we could make those again. Oh wow, romantic comedies, we could make those again. I would love to see a diversity of genres back in movie theaters again, doing well. You know, that'd be great. That would be my Christmas gift.
Yeah, you and me both. What are you hearing about The Brutalist? It's getting really good reviews. Adrian Brody's supposed to be good. I think that might open on Christmas Day too. But
I think that is a limited release right now. I think that's probably just New York, LA, maybe Chicago. I would expect if you're looking for it in Milwaukee or Wisconsin area, that'll probably come mid-January, maybe even late January after the Oscar nominations. You know, that's when we get a lot of those indie movies now because they want to get, you know, they want to get the nominations. They want to get some buzz going there as opposed to now where you come out, you know, unless you're nerds like us, you don't really know these movies exist maybe yet. But I've heard really good things about The Brutalist. It's long. It's got an intermission. Remember those? But people are saying it's got an intermission, which is kind of fun. And honestly, if you're a movie theater, don't you kind of want that? Like, don't you kind of want the opportunity to maybe sell a little bit more candy, sell a little bit more popcorn?
They need an intermission. It's like over 3.5 hours long. So that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a big boy. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. One more movie I want to ask you about, Matt, before I ask you what your favorite Christmas carol is. Flo. I've heard Flo is really just a treasure.
It's been a great year for animated movies, and that is one of my favorites of the bunch. It is this, I believe, I'm trying to remember what country it's from. I think Latvia. It's a Latvian animated indie movie, totally wordless, utterly dialogue-free, about a cat who its world floods, and it has to learn how to survive with like a capybara and a bird and like all these kind of misfit animals. And they have to figure out how to survive together. And obviously you can kind of pick up on the real world allegory this might be going with, but it's really, I was on the, honestly, I went into it very skeptical because to me, it looked like a video game. It's an indie animation. So it's not, you know, the kind of Pixar, or the kind of big money animation you're maybe used to, but I just fell into that world and became really in love with these quiet but expressive animals that we're following. And it's a beautiful story, really compelling. I believe it is still showing right now at the AMC Mayfair in the Milwaukee area. Highly worth your time checking that out. Hopefully it gets a little bit of a wider release when more nominations come out, and it hopefully picks up maybe a few more awards along the way. But yeah, that's one of my favorites of the year, Flow, F-L-O-W. Really good.
Good to know. Yeah, that's on my list too. This has been fun, Matt. We covered a lot of ground tonight, buddy. You have a favorite Christmas carol?
Absolutely. It is the Christmas song, the chestnuts roasting on an oven. That song feels like a warm mug of hot chocolate to me. I hear that song and it feels like Christmas. I hear it and my brain, just the Christmas lights appear. I just think that song is just a 2 minutes of wonder.
It is great. And do you have a favorite, the Nat King Cole, or just does it matter?
I think I probably go Nat King Cole. I think I go classic, but I think that's why it's so good too, is no matter who sings it, as long as they have a decent, respectable voice, you know, as long as they're not me singing it, it's a beautiful song. So it's perfect. It's like the Ave Maria of Christmas. It's perfect no matter
who sings. Oh, nicely put. Thank you, buddy. This was fun, Matt. I hope you have a great Christmas. Yeah. Great holidays, and good luck or bad luck, Notre Dame. However you want to dice this thing up is totally up to you.
I'll win either way. If they lose, I won't be heartbroken. And if they win, happy house, you know?
Fantastic. Thank you, buddy. Have a great night.
You as well. Thanks for having me, Matt.
All right. That's Matt Miller. Check out his work at A Man About Film. He does great work on his Substack. If you Google Matt Miller, A Man About Film Substack, you will find all of Matt's writings, and they're all very good. Do we have time to read some texts here, K-Man?
Yeah.
Let's get to it. This is a good question. People are getting into it. I'm going to try to scroll up here. Where am I here? Okay, here we go. Mary from Tosa says, Feliz Navidad, number one for me. You know what's crazy is, who would have thought Christmas songs or carols could be so polarizing? Because we heard Feliz Navidad last night is people's least favorite.
Yeah.
But I think it's more about being overplayed. But I'm with you, Mary. I love that song. It's just such a happy song. I love it. Tom from Jackson says, has anyone mentioned the Christmas music compilation called Christmas in the Air by Walter Schumann? This was from around 1959. Beautiful sound, especially in stereo. Real earworm. I'm not familiar with that, Tom, but you know what? That's what we're all about here. So thank you for sharing that. And if people are interested, check that out. That's Walter Schumann, Christmas in the Air. Cool. From the 262, Jim in K-Town says, just remembered the Kinks. What was their song? Yeah, they did a Christmas song. I can't remember. I'll Google that though. Thank you, Jim. Eric from Lodi says, I'm with you, Pete. Silent Night is my favorite classic Christmas song. You should try out Enya's Celtic version of it. Eric, I had like 3 CDs of Enya in the 90s, and I would put it on as background music. I love that music. I don't know if it's because I have Irish blood or what the deal is, but it's like a little background escape. So thank you for the suggestion. Judy from Lodi says, favorite Christmas songs. Silver Bells by Bob Hope, a wonderful singer. Last Christmas by Wham, love George Michael, and any classic songs like Ave Maria by Bing Crosby or others. Love old school singers. Judy, I am with you. That's a great text. Who is it? Oh, it was Pardo last night that said he liked, Jimmy Pardo liked Last Christmas, but only when Wham sung it. That was interesting. He doesn't want to hear other people singing it. How are we doing on time, Conrad?
We got to go.
All right. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Baba.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the story of the one.
who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song.
How smooth is Sinatra? I mean, one of the things I love, like, the great crooners, they can, their range is incredible, and they can go high and low, and their facial expression doesn't really change. Like, some of these pop singers today, Jessica Simpson does this, and maybe Bieber. Are you still a believer?
We talked about that last night before the show about, I showed you a little bit of his song Mistletoe.
Yeah,
and you're like, I can do without it.
I didn't hate it, but my point was that, like, when you're a great singer, you don't have to contort your face to hit notes. Like, and that's what I love about the crooners. And Sinatra was so great at that.
Or, I would say, if you don't have to do a Christmas song either. If you're a great singer, you don't have to do one.
Exactly. I think they feel like they have to, though. Hey, it's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be joining us at 7:35 with new music, and it's really good and great conversations. Always fun to talk to Terry. Also, if you have a New Year's resolution, we are going to have a special New Year's Eve show here that we're going to pre-record, so we will not have a question that night. But if you want to share your New Year's Eve's or New Year's resolutions with us, you can do that and email us ahead of time at nightlight@civicmedia.us. That's N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. So we will be happy to read your New Year's resolutions. If we don't get a ton of emails, I think people like texting more live, and I don't blame you. It's more fun to do that, but maybe we can make that our question on Monday too, Conrad. That could be fun. Or next Monday, get some New Year's Eves. I need some suggestions. Every year it's like, soda, I'll give up soda. I'll try to go to the gym more. It's like a broken record player. So let's get back to our texts. Our question is, what is your favorite Christmas carol? And Daniel from Manassas says, I love Andy Williams' voice, so It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is my favorite. Now, that's another one that last night was not someone's favorite. It was someone's least favorite. This is crazy. Like, it's all so relative and subjective. It's great. Daniel continues saying, It's a Wonderful Life gets more poignant the more I age. Great movie. My favorite bizarre moment is the quick cut to a smiling Clarence the Angel as George contemplates jumping off the bridge. I never noticed that. That's so funny. I love little things like that people notice in movies. Daniel, thank you for the text. Now I will be looking for it. Tom from Jackson checking in again says also Silent Night by Mercy Me. They do the song in a bluegrass style. Once you hear it, you will want to hear it again and again. Getting some great suggestions here from Tom. He is our aficionado on good Christmas carols for sure. Thank you, Tom. Judy from Lodi says, again, love It's a Wonderful Life. I take to heart if the message that friends and family is more rich and happy than a rich man like Potter. Love over money. It is a wonderful film with a great cast and story that I must watch every year. You and millions of other people, Judy, and there's kind of a cool thing in that too, to connect in the collective consciousness of everybody through a movie. How cool. Tom from Jackson again says, old Christmas movie, Christmas in Connecticut, 1944, with Barbara Stanwyck, Sidney Greenstreet, and Henry Morgan. Oh, Colonel Potter. Fun old movie. Thank you, Tom, again. Tom checks in again, says, also one of my favorite 1942 movies has to be I Married a Witch with Veronica Lake. Interesting. I have not seen that. Veronica Lake, a beautiful movie star in the 1940s. Not as well known as some others, but she was a good actress too. Tom continues saying Veronica Lake has her signature hairstyle and is so petite and cute in the movie. The leading man was Frederick March, great actor. Tom, where you been this whole time? I mean, I know Tom's texted before, but I think we hit a chord here. He knows a lot about what we're talking about tonight. It's fantastic. Steady Eddie texts in and says, Pete, when I was five, my favorite Christmas song was Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg. Batmobile lost a wheel, and the Joker got away. That is kind of clever. I remember singing that, too. Not bad lyrics, though, even though it's just kind of a parody. As an adult, some of my favorites have been Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, Vince Guaraldi's O Tannenbaum, The Carpenters' Merry Christmas, Darling. I can't pick just one. He continues saying, Pete, I've been working on my Jimmy Stewart impression. Please fill in for me, Pete, and do your Jimmy Stewart in my place if you feel well enough. Steady Eddie just made me cough. I'll try to do some Jimmy Stewart. Conrad, remind me, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I have a cold, so if it sucks, I can blame the cold or whatever I have. I have no idea what it is. Steady Eddie says, Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, Pete and Conrad. Merry Christmas, Nightlight listeners. Steadfast Edward. P.S. Pete, feel better soon. Eddie, your text made me feel better. Thank you so much, my friend. Always great to hear from you every night. In fact, if I had a fever, Eddie's text is good enough to bring it down a couple degrees. And, I don't have a fever. But
and just like that, you're healed.
Just like that. A steady healing powers of a steady Eddie text. Jim from Appleton says, Emerson, Lake, and Plamer. I think he means Palmer. He says, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I believe in Father Christmas. My favorite classic one is Carol of the Bells. Yes, great song. God, there's so many you forget about them. When I was a kid, we had, my parents had a Christmas album by the Raycon of Singers. And they did Silver Bells and Frosty the Snowman. And they were just such a fun, they were so voice talented. And the first thing I did when I was an adult, I went out and I bought the CD of the Raycon of Singers. And a lot of these songs people are suggesting here remind me of that. So kind of a fun fun night, fun question. We have to reread these, Conrad, I think, on our Christmas Eve special.
Of course, yes.
When we give Luke the, when Luke drops by for his quiz. Oh, Father Christmas, got a call. Okay, who called you? Whose text was that about the Kinks?
Yeah, I'm looking back. I just got to find that again.
The song was Father Christmas. I know, yes. I've heard a Kinks Christmas song, but for some reason, I've just completely forgotten about it.
And he did sing it for me a little bit, so.
He did sing what?
he said, I think it was, that was Jim from K-Town, so.
Oh, Jim from K-Town, okay. Tom is saying no sound. Are we having technical issues, K-Man?
I don't believe so.
Or is that the name of a song I'm not pronouncing properly? all right, it's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will join us after a Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. We are barreling towards the last weekend before Christmas. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. This is Nightlight with Beach Wobble. We're coming right back. We'll be right back.
News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced several new steps to strengthen the agency's oversight of food processing facilities. It regulates and ensures safe food. These steps reflect the agency's effort to protect public health through science-based regulation, strong enforcement, and advancement of its prevention-first approach to eliminating foodborne illness. Over the past several months, Listeria monocytogenes has been linked to foodborne illness outbreaks and large-scale recalls of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products, causing the agency to review its processes closely. While the agency's review continues, FSIS is announcing a number of improvements and initiatives that can be implemented quickly. The agency will share more information about additional actions that may be needed after further review and stakeholder engagement. The changes FSIS is announcing fall into three categories: enhancing its science-based approach to mitigate foodborne pathogens with a key focus on Listeria monocytogenes, improving training and tools for its inspection workforce, and evolving its oversight of regulated facilities with an emphasis on data review and state inspection agreements. FSIS has also issued new guidance to provide more transparency around animal-raising claims like no antibiotics ever and pasture raised. As USDA's public health regulatory agency, FSIS is responsible for ensuring the safety of meat, poultry, and egg products, and thereby reducing foodborne illness linked to FSIS-regulated products.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0 to 5 above. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20, and a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the low 30s Sunday. A few flurries Monday, dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, highs throughout mid-30s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Geek Schwaba.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwaba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
The award-winning Terry Barr, ladies and gentlemen. She's won so many awards, she needs two mantles over her fireplace. It looks a little strange in the living room, but you got to be able to put those awards somewhere. She is the one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio and does so much here at Civic Media and is our friend and our favorite guest of the week on our favorite night of the week. Terry, how are you?
Hey, Pete. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. It's nice to see you, actually.
I know. Look at us. We're actually sort of on TV together. If anybody can see the video stream, I'm actually here with you. I got a new computer.
I know. All these
wonderful new things are happening.
They're here to stay. Computers are not going anywhere. It seems like you resisted it, but I'm glad you finally caved. And now we get to see each other when we talk. So it's very cool.
Excellent. I love this. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's been a good week. This is probably my favorite week of the year, Terry. The week before Christmas, like it's just kind of in the air. You got the lights up. I'm a little behind on decorations this year for various reasons, but I love this week. I don't know. It's been fun.
Awesome. I know we've talked a little bit about gifts and shopping. Any luck? Yeah. Are you done?
Almost. I'll get there. It's kind of a down to the wire thing every year. I am a self-admitted horrible gift getter. In fact, gift buyer. When we are sitting around doing our gift exchange, three or four times throughout, I'll see someone a gift they got someone else, and I'll go, oh, you know, it's like I can't think of that.
Why?
What about you?
I think of that. Yeah.
You're a good gift buyer.
I'm okay. You know, it depends who the person is. A lot of times I'll try to buy throughout the year just because, oh, I might not find that thing again. And I know that person would really like it. But we played Rudolph Bingo with my in-laws last weekend. And I got to tell you, that was a great way to do gifts. You each brought one almost like a white elephant gift.
Okay.
We had so much fun. And then you're stealing the gifts away once
open
because you know, oh, I really want that gift. I don't want this one.
That's a pretty good idea. That's great because then the pressure is kind of off in a way too. Like somebody might get it, not like it. Somebody that steals it might love it. So you can't really lose. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really
cool. Well, as always, it's great to have you here on this Friday night. So let's jump in. Who do you want to talk about first? I love Jeffrey James, Mars Hall.
Yeah, okay, let's start there. The surprise holiday song.
Yeah.
As our second part.
Great idea.
Okay.
All right. So tell us about Jeffrey James.
I met him years ago and liked him instantly. He is just a smile all the time. And he cares so much about everyone he meets. He's one of those guys that remembers everyone's name. And he tours the world. I'm not kidding. This album that he is working on right now will then be his sixth album during 8 years and 15 tours of the entire world.
Wow.
I know. And, you know, you'll ask him, where are you from? And I know he stays with friends in Madison quite often. So I guess he would say he's based in Wisconsin, but he always says, I'm based everywhere and nowhere.
So he lives in Madison though, part of the year?
Yeah, part of the time. He is here right now. And I've been chasing him, honestly, for a long time to get him to be on our Max Inc. Radio music show. Finally, tomorrow night, it's going to happen. He'll be live in the studio with us from 9 to 10 o'clock all across the Civic Media Radio Network. He's got new songs to play. He's got fabulous old songs that he has written while he's been on tour to all these different countries. And I'm just really looking forward to, first of all, seeing him, hearing him. He doesn't play around the Madison area very often. So I think we're going to have some folks come and join us for his show.
Looking forward to it. Why doesn't he play around Madison much?
You know, I think it's one of those where some musicians, now I'm guessing, some musicians like to play at home, you know, since we're calling Madison kind of a home base, less than everywhere else. Because that way, when they do have a Madison show, or wherever they might be playing in Wisconsin, it's extra special because they haven't played here in a while.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay if I love the song? I don't know if I'm saying it right, Terry, but Veda Woo?
I think so. I mean, I guess I will get that exact pronunciation from him tomorrow night. One thing I know about this song, it was written when he was in Wyoming, and his grandmother added a special line to the song. So we'll have to see if we can pick that out of the song.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Perfect. Well, let's. Terry Barr is here. It's Barman Friday night. We're gonna lead off with a Jeffrey James song. You can hear him tomorrow night on Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio at between 9 and 10. Here is a song. We think it's pronounced Veda Woo, but I love this song. Conrad, let's roll it.
Okay.
I see it in your eye again. You make me feel alive again. See it in your eye again, my old friend, my old friend. And won't you take me to the place where the rocks speak to you? And won't you take me to the space where it's a sacred element? Vida vu, Vida vu, Vida vu. Won't you pack your bags? We're headed to the desert today. Picture of the sun setting on the rocks out of the city. You're so pretty, stars shine bright. Vida vu, Vida vu, Vida vu, Vida vu. This fills your heart up, wherever you are. Hope this fills your heart up, near and far. And I'm just a traveling man with my guitar. Hope this fills your heart up, wherever you are. Wherever you are.
Pete, you're muted.
There we go. I had a coughing fit and muted it, so I'm back. I was just saying, I don't even know why I like that song so much. It's just a great song.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it means, but he's got such a great voice. Yeah. And it complements his music. The guitar is so beautiful. What do you make of that song? And it's Vida Vu, I guess. Okay.
Well, you were close. And I think it is a park or something close to it in Wyoming where he has visited. And okay. It's been so much that he wrote this song about it. But again, we'll find out a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. I love his music so much. It just, there's something about it. And like you said, I'm not even sure what it is. There's just something.
It sounds like a poet. It sounds like a poem put to just sort of complimentary music, but it was very kind of intoxicating. I really liked that song. And I liked Walkthrough. You sent the other song Walkthrough. When I listened to that, I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I heard Vita Vu. And I was like, oh, so thank you for indulging me. I wanted to play
Absolutely. I love that you get to choose which song you want to play. So that's really fun.
We give us great options. So thank you for that. That's Jeffrey James. He will be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. The show is on from 6 to midnight. A 6-hour show every week. That's incredible. And Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10. And that's when you can hear more of Jeffrey James. And he'll do how many songs, Terry, in an hour?
Oh, you know, if we're lucky and, you know, we stop the chatter at some point, because we love to ask them questions when they're visiting too.
Yeah.
We can fit 6 songs in an hour.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, yes. And he's working on this new album again. So we know we're going to get some new songs, but his old songs are gorgeous. So I look forward to hearing some of those again, too.
Well, is that one a newer one or is that an older one?
I think this one was from his most recent album. Okay. And I don't think it's that old. It may only be 2 years ago, because he did win some Madison Area Music Awards and a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award within the last year. And that's kind of the parameters when it comes to if you are eligible to win. So this song can only be 2 years old.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we get some background on Mars Hall? And you brought a Christmas song, which is fantastic. And we can play that if you want to give us some background, and then we can come back after the break and play that song.
Mars Hall is living in the 80s and they are proud of it, Pete. Oh, they are just, they keep saying, if you love the 80s and you just keep playing all your old music from the 80s, forget about it, because we've got brand new 80s music for you. Classic rock band. The band is made up of guys from all across southern Wisconsin. They too are award winners. They've been around a really long time. But the interesting thing, they've recently started touring the Midwest and are really building a name for themselves. They are often played on a podcast in the UK and have become one of the top bands on this UK podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
So I just went to their website when you were talking about them. They look like they're from the 80s or even the 70s. Yeah. Like, these are not young guys.
No.
And are they just starting to get track? I mean, obviously, I'm sure they have a following, but are they more getting more popular still with age?
They are. They're booked out now all across the Midwest. I think they're taking a little break because, like other bands right now in the winter, it's always a good time to get into the studio. So that's what they're doing. The song we're going to hear, they created this one just a week and a half ago, I believe he told me.
Okay.
And I just love the whole story behind it. They're just really a cool bunch of guys too. They've got the vibe, they've got the look, and you know, they always say, at least this is what I've heard from music experts, if you catch on outside of the US, as they have now in the UK, you are sure to come back and be a huge hit in the US. So I think that's what they're looking towards.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they've got the hair and they've got the music. So, all right, we will hear Mars Hall when we come back. A Christmas song, fittingly, that Terry Barr has brought with us tonight, for us tonight on Barman Friday Night. We'll be right back, and we will hear that song, and we will shut things down here with the help of Terry Barr. This is Peach Baba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Way of glory, say the day. When we come, every child must.
must be made aware.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Contact D&T Pump and Well for well service and pump replacement. It's springtime and D&T is scheduling spring and summer projects. Mary and Derek, owners of D&T Pump and Well, are insured and do new installs, and they fix existing systems including submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Thank you for being with me on a Friday night. And it is special tonight because it is a bar band Friday night like we do every week here with our friend Terry Barr, who is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can check out every Saturday night on the network here at Civic Media from 6 to 12 midnight, 6 p.m. to 12 midnight. Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10. And we do this every week. Terry brings us great music, and we get to talk to her about it, which is fun. I was just looking up Mars Hall on their website, and they look like – you have to go check out their website, folks. It's marshall.com. Yep. They just look like these weathered, cool rock stars. And you just kind of look at them, and you want to go see them in concert. It's really cool. Well,
the hair, as you mentioned. They've got the hair.
They've got the hair.
The clothes, the way they kind of present themselves. Oh, they are classic rock through and through, and their music is really terrific.
Yeah,
and they don't just stand around when they're on stage.
Okay.
They run all over the place. Yeah.
That's good to know, too. I love that. I mean, what are we doing here? It's a rock concert.
Right.
and, you know, they're handsome guys, but they look like they've lived. You know, they've been in bars. It's just they have a cool look. It's actually marshallrockband.com. Check it out. All right. This is the song. This is a Christmas song that they wrote that you brought for us tonight. And it's called, what's it called, Terry?
Almost Time for Christmas.
There it is. Almost Time for Christmas.
They decided about a week and a half ago to do this. Well, imagine the scramble. You haven't even written the words yet. So now you're writing the song, you're recording the song, you invite a bunch of your friends to come in and play on the song, and they churned it out and made it happen. I got a message from the guitar player who sat in with them. His name is Kurt Quickle, and Kurt said, Terry, you got to check this out. It's not like, you know, any of our traditional songs for the holiday that we hear. And that's what I think I liked so much about it. It's something new and different.
I like it. I could not agree more. Let's hear. This is Almost Time for Christmas by Mars Hall.
Thank you.
It's almost time for Christmas. The time is getting near. Children on their best behavior around this time of year. You won't be long till Santa comes with presents all around. Father puts up Christmas lights so our house will be found. Santa works his reindeer corralled out by the barn. Gertrude's in the toy shop knitting baubles out of yarn. The snow is getting deeper, the nights are getting long. Everywhere you go it seems you hear a Christmas song. Children playing in the yard with people made of snow. The stockings will be hung to dry near the fire's glow. Quickening to the pace. No concerns or worries from the look on Santa's face. Grandma's in the kitchen. Mother trims the tree. Father's with the neighbors, caroling with glee. The kids are off to school rehearsing for the Christmas show. It's a holiday spectacular and everyone will go. Santa's in the courtyard, loading up the sleigh. Donna's chomping at the bit, tomorrow's Christmas Day. Dad had put the kids to bed. They close their eyes and ponder the words their mother said. Lest we forget the meaning of the day. The Christmas child was born today to show us all the way. It's almost time for Christmas. The time is getting near. It's almost time for Christmas. It's our favorite time of year. It's almost time for Christmas, spread good tidings and good cheer. It's almost time for Christmas and a happy new year.
I like that little medley at the end. That's so cool.
And guess what, Pete?
What?
This is an exclusive, first time on the radio on your show, this song.
Wow. Nice. Well, thank you very much for that, Terry. Yeah. That's fantastic. You never cease to amaze me. That's great. Thank you for bringing that. And thank you for introducing me to Jeffrey James. Outstanding stuff as always, my friend. And I hope you have a great Christmas and happy holidays. Thanks so much.
And same to you and Conrad and all of your listeners. Thank you so much. Love working with you guys.
Thank you, man. Back at you. Have a great show tomorrow night. All right. That's Terry Barr. Nice that we can see her now, Conrad. That's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. Thank you to Terry. Great stuff from Jeffrey James and Mars Hall. I'd like to thank all my guests tonight, Matt Miller, Terry Barr, and you, the texter. You guys crushed it tonight with text. Thank you so much. Monday night, we'll be here with Ben Reiser talking movies. He's from the Wisconsin Film Festival. Christy Barlament and Ed the Diver will be here. They are clean water pioneers. They'll be here Monday night. And another text from Kate who says Last Christmas is her favorite song. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday night football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Government shutdown watch. I'm Richard Cantu. A government shutdown less likely. The House passing a bill keeping the bureaucracy running. It does not include a key demand of President-elect Trump.
It is clear that Mike Johnson did not, in this legislation, give Donald Trump what he wanted, which is a raising of the debt ceiling. Now, what Republicans have said is that they came to this deal that they're going to raise the debt ceiling with spending cuts in the new year when they have control of both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate and the White House.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, Maryland Democratic Jamie Raskin.
We voted this way because we've got to keep the government of the United States open. We're not going to have a shutdown right before the end of the year, but I think that Mike Johnson has discredited himself as a negotiating partner because he caved in to Elon Musk and eventually to Donald Trump.
The Senate still has to vote on the measure tonight. This is ABC News. Weather issues to start holiday travel.
Thick fog and sandy.